Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the UK-US Psychic Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart, and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger. Hi, Joni. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. It's very wet over here in the UK. And for those that don't know, we are across the pond from each other. Joni is based in New Jersey, and I'm based in the UK. So
that is right.
So, and we come together for this show that we've been doing for over 7 years now. So yes, and we hope to see all those that call and listen in to us enjoy the show and obviously enjoy what we do. So Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and obviously your song, which was obviously sang at the beginning of the show as well?
Thank you. My name is Joni Eisinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I now live in North Central New Jersey, and I used to be a licensed therapist, a social worker in New York City for 10 years. Conventionally trained, I did not believe in any of what I do now. around 2003, 4, 5, the gifts started coming in, and my life changed 180 degrees. I began channeling departed ones and pets, performing hands-on healing, seeing into bodies, chatting with animals, jumping into past lives in a single bound, and more. I embrace the concept of unity consciousness, that we are all one. I do this professionally. You can find my website, joneswhitelighthealing.com, and also I have a YouTube channel, Joni Isinger. So I have been doing mediumship and healing. I'm also doing spiritual counseling, not being a therapist. I must say, this is for entertainment purposes only. Caroline and I do not aim to cure or heal. So with that being said, Caroline, please share with folks who you are, what happened to you, and how they can find you.
Hi, everyone. Well, I'm Caroline Crystal Hart, and I am the founder of a telephone psychic line called Crystal Hart Psychics. So very similar story in lots of ways. So I do this professionally, but part-time, because I do also have a full-time job. However, I have been working now over the telephone lines for 15 years. Now, again, I'm very logical. I didn't really believe in this. I think I went to a psychic once every couple of years to have a reading just for a bit of fun. Didn't believe in it at all. However, for me, and it was about 2004, my horse got sick, and like when I say sick, I'm talking really sick. He had to have an operation. He had to have time in his stable for quite some time. And at that time, my hands would start burning, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew that if I put my hands on him, it would make him feel better, and it did used to send him to sleep, which obviously helped him get better in himself. Around 2005, something else happened with my relationship at the time. I'd been in a relationship for 18 years. I'd had a gut feeling about a few things. It turned out that I was actually right. So I always am the advocate of listen to your gut. However, my brain said, don't be silly. And my gut said, no, you're right. And during that process, obviously going through a divorce is quite traumatic, I actually started to discover my gifts. I actually got in touch with, decided to have some healing myself. The person at the time said to me, did you know you're a healer? And I was sort of that process of, no, but that's obviously why my hands get hot. So then I actually went and on a journey of rediscovering myself, Dark Night of the Soul as well, for those that know what that is, which is you start questioning everything that you believe in because all of a sudden someone's come and turned your life upside down. And I actually did my life coaching. I did a spiritual practitioner course. I did my Reiki Master Teacher. I'm also qualified as a life coach, a hypnotherapist, and a past life regression therapist. And a few months after completing all these courses, I had this gift I used to practice on friends. I actually phoned a telephone psychic line for an interview just to start part-time. And that was 2006, and I've never looked back since. The reason why I set up Crystal Hart Psychics is because I wanted the psychics that work for me to be qualified in coaching and counseling. And there's a very good reason for that, because it's all about, it's not just about, we're not okay, we have to say it's for entertainment purposes only, which it is, and we're not doctors. But on the other hand, you know, we're there at the end of the phone 24/7 if someone needs us. And that is ultimately to help when life throws some curveballs at you, shall we say. I have a similar belief set to Joni. I do believe in we're all one. We're all connected. We come here to learn. We have quite a few life lessons, especially if you're an old soul. But also what I do bring from that is if I look back over the years and the things that I've gone through, and I'm sure you can say the same, Joni, you actually think to yourself, oh, that's why that happened then. So there's a few things like I would never have been doing this if I hadn't have gone through that process of that relationship breakdown. So as much as, yes, it was difficult at the time, I also have something to be thankful for in the sense that, you know, it woke me up. And a lot of people who discover their gifts later on in life actually go through a very similar process. What I did find out afterwards is it's four generations deep in the family. I love doing healing and I also love doing readings and I also like to know that I'm helping people on their path. And I think that's really where I'm at. Myself and Joni, we, when I set up Crystal Heart Psychics, we got in touch via LinkedIn. And we've been firm friends ever since. We've never physically met. However, we do Skype and we do FaceTime or WhatsApp or Messenger or whatever you want to do now because it's so good at the ability to communicate. But one day we will. So that's where I'm at. So, yeah. So what we do on the show, just a little explain, I read out the last three digits of your number. Obviously, we ask who you are and where you're from. We do try and limit it to one question because obviously we only have an hour and a half and we do try and get around as many people as we can. If I do know that you have called the show like last month, unless I have an intuitive, you must speak to this person now. What we try and do is make sure we get to people that we haven't spoken to for a while, and if that makes sense. So we can be fair with that. But anyway, I hope you all enjoy. The other thing that I will say is, yes, me and Joni do readings, but we also, and this is where our little bit of difference comes in, we look to offer healing at the same time. And the reason for this is that we both are firm believers that by assisting with clearing the energy relation in relation to a situation, we can assist you in moving forward on a better pathway. And I am a firm believer is that we have choices subconsciously that we can make throughout our lives. And sometimes we might end up going down I call it a cul-de-sac. I don't know whether you have cul-de-sacs in the States, Joni, but...
Oh, yeah, I lived on one, sure.
Or a roadblock, yeah.
Grew up
so
on
basically,
one.
Yeah. So with that, you know, we'll help you to stop meeting the roadblocks, which are good because there's always lessons in them, and help you move forward on a positive pathway. And we do try and make it light and fun and entertaining as well. And we do have a sense of humor. And sometimes our guides, how do I put it?
Are cheeky.
Yes, I think the word cheeky is a very good word, Joni.
Yes.
So,
and please have a glass of water by you in case we are guided to tell you to sip because the water helps flush negative energies through the physical body.
Yes. And also, I just want to talk about, I will probably bring up crystals as well, simply because, as Joni will tell you, I have many. and Joni does too. So we both collect. So without wasting any more time or without further ado, shall we say, I'm going to go on to the first caller of this evening or this afternoon in the States, and that's 308. Hi, 308,
hello.
Speaking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Lucy. I am from New York.
Hi, how are you? I know you've called before.
Did I? That must be a long time ago.
I know
I don't
you
remember.
Have.
It's
okay,
a while ago, Joni.
How can we assist?
Okay. I was hearing about, I was listening to a past show, I would like to, for you to, healing in love, relationship, loving relationship, financial, money-wise, relationship, loving relationship.
We
Caroline,
will try
you go
our best. Yes. Okay, right. I am just looking at this. Right. I just want to talk about the relationships, if that makes any sense, because what I am feeling is that you have met people, but it's never kind of lasted. Would that make sense to you, Lucy?
Yeah, I have met. Yeah. I met a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Not
yeah.
a lot of people.
Yeah,
but it's like I think you've become...
Yeah, there's almost like a frustration of, why aren't they sticking?
no frustration, but then
yeah.
I'm kind of very serious in friendship. I don't want to, like, I just very clear about what is a relationship, what I would like to be a loving relationship with somebody else.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, what they are giving me as I'm talking to you, just so you're aware, is they have, as you've been talking, been showing a pink heart. Now, I'm not going to address the money situation, and the reason why I say that is we release the energy around some of this stuff, and I think the money side might solve the problem. You know what I mean? So it's not going to be specific. It'll be part of the initial healing. Does that make sense? But what I am picking up is, I do feel this heartbreak, and I feel like this, as I said to you, there's this, the words that's coming into my head, and I will ask this question. Have you ever had a long-distance relationship, Lucy?
No.
No.
No long-distance relationship.
All right, just hold that thought for the second, because for some reason it came up as long-distance. So I don't know whether you've had relationships where you've not physically met a lot or something along those lines, but it feels like there's always someone at a distance. That's what it is. Okay. So it's almost like, I think for you, it's like you want someone to, for want of a better word, sort of treat you like that prince, not treat you like a princess as such, but, you know, to make sure they're present. And I don't feel that you've had that, like that whole level of sort of the flowers and the romance and, you know, the words I'm getting is you need to be swept off your feet, okay? And I just feel that hasn't quite happened. Now, I also am being told that there is some expectations there that you may require, but I just don't feel that anyone's come up to scratch. So I'm actually going to start sort of, so we're going to do some forgiveness work, okay? We're going to release the energy inside and we're going to allow the new person to come in. Because I also feel that what I am being given, and obviously, is that I think as much as you're open, you're also guarded. So it's like, I want a relationship, but also when you've been on, had quite a few relationships, you then close up a little bit. Does that make sense? Through fear of getting hurt. Now, what my guides are actually saying to me is listening to the true connection. Okay. And that's when you feel that connection with someone, that's when it works. And I just don't necessarily feel that's come along for you. So I'm just going to ask you, are you sitting comfortably, by the way? So, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just want you to close your eyes for a second and just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just say to yourself inside, I forgive myself. I allow myself permission, I'm giving myself permission to meet the love of my life. Okay, and you're just going to feel the energy lifting slightly. I felt a big thump. Okay, so then I want to forgive anyone in the past, the present and the future that has created heartbreak and hurt, that have allowed you to be hurt in the past. Across all past lives, across all lifetimes. Just releasing that energy right now, okay? Just breathe that out. You might feel a little lump in your throat. Just allowing that to release. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you to do something slightly different to what I normally do. So I'm just going to ask you to connect in with your higher self, okay? So just visualize yourself, your inner child, okay? So can you just visualize yourself as a child for me? Okay. And just allow yourself to come back into you. So feel that inner child walking towards you. There you go. So we feel totally joined up. Ask for the connection. There you go. And I'm now getting pictures of rainbows and butterflies. How are you feeling?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you should feel quite lifted after that. Okay. So this is what I'm actually picking up. It feels like there has been past hurts. This has left you guarded. And I'm not talking just past hurts in relationships. I'm also talking family as well. So it does feel like you've had a whole succession of heartbreaks that you've gone through in the past, whether that be family, friends. So it's wrapping those up all in a ball right now and just sending them into the light, releasing them, allowing for that forgiveness to come in. And there you go. And you should feel a really nice release. Just a little bit more relaxed and a lot lighter. Okay, so your energy is more vibrant. It's better. The reason why I actually did the inner work, inner child work, was what they're saying to me is go and play. Okay, so it's almost like being vulnerable again, being open. Yeah? So it's that, like, because your consciousness at the moment is going, I want a partner. I know you're happy on your own, but I also feel that you're also, like, it's the icing on the cake. But it's allowing yourself to be open and be vulnerable. And it's also giving you subconsciously in your energetic field, I'm now ready to meet someone really properly. Okay? So they're asking me to release that, and this is why the rainbows and the butterflies are coming in. On the financial front, I feel there has been hard times. I'm not getting there's an issue with that. Okay, you might be a little bit tight, but they're saying this should help clear everything, okay? I think you have, in the past, and they're not saying specifically now, been tired. Does that make sense? So I feel that this is time to pick yourself up, and this is what they're saying to me, and it's almost like to bring you forward. Now, I am being shown a gentleman, and I do feel that he's coming within 6 months. So the picture I'm getting in my head is actually someone is walking towards you. Now, I don't know whether there's anyone right now in your circle that you would quite like to come forward. Does that make sense?
I have a lot of male friends, but
yes.
I don't really like them. Like,
yeah, you're not really.
No, there's, I don't really
there's
like
no
them.
Zing.
Like,
yeah, the word I'm getting is there's no zing. You're
and
not
they're wealthy,
feeling the love.
But then I don't. Yeah, it's one that is very wealthy, and I don't like him. And the other one is like, hey, why you don't like him? It's like, I don't like him. I don't want to sleep with somebody that I'm not going to.
I think
you have integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I still can't stress this enough is, you know, the twice I've been in long-term relationships, both times I felt a connection right at the start, and I've always known I was going to be with that person. And I think we it's that listening to your gut and your instinct that you will feel it when you meet the right person. I think sometimes, and especially when you're dating, you can go through this process, because trust me, I've been there, where you kind of meet someone and because you want it to work, you visualizing. But I think, you know, for you, it's all or nothing is the word. I think there's no middle ground for you. And I feel that that's right, because I think, how do I put it? When you're in that place, it's really good, because you will only put up with what you want to put up with. You won't drop your boundaries. So like you said, it's all right someone being, you know, quite good looking, wealthy. But if the connection's not there for you, it's not going to happen. You've got to feel the zing. So, but I do feel that they're saying to me within 6 months. But what I'm going to do now we've done that is I'm going to pass you over to Joni to see what her thoughts are.
Well, that was a beautiful healing. And
thank
it
you,
felt
yes.
very accurate to me. I would like to do a clearing on top of that. While I was listening, I got the word spell. So I'm going to do a quick clearing or exorcism, and I believe that'll also assist with opening up possibility. The forgiveness work was imperative. It was necessary. And if you hear me coughing, I'm getting over being sick. So if I haven't talked for this long, you know, so just bear with me. Anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated, any chips or implants we take out, any abductions we rescue, any MK Ultra programming, gone. Any places where Lucy's blown up, decimated, parts flying all over creation, we put her back together like Humpty Dumpty. So there were a few things, and they felt witchy kind of and potion-y. They're gone. And I feel that you are cutting ties with a scissor. I see also you're making amends, and there's a lot of balancing right now. If you feel a little bit warm, if your skin feels a little warm, it feels like release. And again, this is for entertainment purposes only. Please see your doctor, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm going to go in regarding relationship first. You appear to be very, like you're a partner person, a relationship person. You like being coupled, and that you are avoiding people that are silly, immature, pushy, and you will not engage in any ridiculous behavior. Your waiting is paying off. I do not know what you've gone through, but you are healing, and that has been part of this. It's been waiting, and it's been connecting with your guides, your intuition. You're a very wise old soul. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that you have needed to be in this situation for a while. And I also get some of these men are very physical, like, don't touch me. Like, get your hands off of me. I feel like their personal space is a little bit poor. Don't let anyone touch you if you don't want them to. Mm-hmm. So I'll go in regarding, I feel like maybe in a month there's someone there. I don't know how much attraction, but I think that in a month, around December, I feel like it's going to give you hope that this person that enters is symbolic. And take that as a sign that it's coming. And then I'm getting around July. I don't know if that's 6 months, but I'm getting around July, somewhere around there. The air is fresh. The weather is comfortable. And I feel that this person speaks truth. Do you go to a church?
I don't go to churches, but I do a spirituality. Sometimes I go.
Yes.
I love going to churches. Is it one of
That you're going to be going somewhere where someone is speaking honestly, truthfully, and you listen to their message and you like them and you approach them. You're looking for honest. Now, I'll just very quickly go in about the finance, because Caroline had said that with this healing, she had gotten that the relationship forgiveness work will kind of open up and mend more of the finance piece. So I'm going to see if there's anything to share. Let's just get rid of some karma. It seems that in other lifetimes you gave so much money away that there wasn't enough for you. Very giving and overgiving, not balanced, and you go to your passing, what did I do? Blaming self. So there were all of these contracts that you wrote about, when do I give, when do I hold on? Steady, steady, I have to be steady. And that I see nerves around money, across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. Any negative karma incurred regarding overgiving money and then not having enough that would lead you here to have any money issues, Forgive yourself. Beautiful, beautiful. Forgive him, her, everyone, everything, including money. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. Caroline and I believe that we're not separate from God. We're all part of the oneness. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep because you've done forgiveness work with Caroline and with me. And I see gold, so I don't know if you own anything that's gold.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You can hold it. You can look at it. You don't have to wear it if you don't want to. Some people keep it in a safe or locked away. Doesn't matter. Gold is a friend, but it's very symbolic. I believe that there's monetary improvement, and it's very juicy. It gets you going. And I believe that you could call upon the consciousness gold to adorn you and support you, and I feel like things will improve.
Oh,
and I hope that I hope we assisted you.
Oh, thank you, Suha. Yes, 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 yes.
I look forward to hearing
Let us know. Call back another time and fill us in on how you're doing relationship and finance-wise.
I am surprised you didn't mention my sisters and my brother. Oh, my God.
Okay, another time.
Another
we have to move on to other callers.
Yeah.
Yes,
I
thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. Many blessings.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a very happy day and a happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving and many blessings.
Blessings to you. Bye.
Right, our next caller is 033. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
This is Vince calling from New York. How are you?
Hi, Vince. When did we last speak to you? I recognize your number.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months.
Yeah, I
thought so. Maybe like 6 months, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was, So how are you doing?
Well, that's why I called. Right now, I'm doing okay because, like, right now, I'm working in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I live in Poughkeepsie, and that's, like, about almost a three-hour drive. But I don't go back and forth every day because I work 12-hour shifts, so, like, I'm 3 days on, 2 days off, and 2 days on, 3 days off type of thing. So, anyway, I'm making enough just barely paid, pay bills and rent, but not enough to make the car payment. So I got a great job offer, and I decided to take it, and I'm wondering how it's going to work out. I start on the 24th. It's for a medical company. It's they manufacture prescription medication, and they're giving me, the stuff they give me, the $10,000 relocation fees, and it's near Albany, New York, and then $3,000 sign-on bonus. 25 an hour to start. It's an amazing company.
Just to go into the details on that. It's all right because we're a public show. It's like, give us the detail, but don't go into major detail. Does that make sense?
Right. So I'm just wondering how that's going to work out. And then the other part of that is I filed for unemployment back in June, and they withheld payment pending investigation. I finally talked to somebody last week, and I'm waiting for them to see if they approve my unemployment or not, because I was dismissed by the last two jobs for something that I didn't do. And they said they should know either the next week or this week or the week after. So I'm wondering if they're going to approve me, if I'm going to get reimbursed for the weeks that I was out of work.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm going to be going.
Yep.
Yeah. Your job starts on the 22nd?
The 28th.
28th. I'm going in. I feel comfortable, and they are encouraging you to slow down and relax, and that work on your issues, because I know you've shared. Work on your issues. And you take it easy and go slow. Ask questions. Let yourself learn. Be trained. It's more of a formal atmosphere than you're used to. And you will be guided. I feel like you will be making a friend. And is at this job, are there different shifts and you get to choose one?
Yeah, it's a 24-hour operation. And I've already chosen the night shift.
Okay. So for the start, it's okay, but at some point you might not be doing that. And that's okay. That's okay. You will know. I feel comfortable with the job. And are you going to be standing on your feet a lot?
I imagine I am, because I'm going to be taking samples to the lab. This is what I was told, and providing raw material to the lines and stuff like that.
Okay. So every now and then, either wiggle your toes, bend your knees, have a seat and then get up, twist your body. That's important. And also, do you have comfortable shoes?
Yes. Yes.
Good. That's important as well. Now, I'm going to just do a little bit, and then I'll pass you on to Caroline regarding the unemployment. I'll see if they'll even give that, because sometimes my guides don't give that type of information. They want the person to find out on their own. So I'll see if they'll give it. I'm going to go in. Let's see. Don't hang your hat on my channel. I get partial. That's all they're saying to me, is a little bit. So I'm not feeling the full amount, but I wouldn't go by what I channel, because I just know the way that my guides operate with me, and that's a loaded question regarding payout, and I don't think they're going to say much. So I hope this assisted, and I'm passing you on to Caroline.
Okay.
Hi, Vince. Well, I do want to talk about, obviously, since you've been in this job, because I know when we spoke to you last, we were a little bit sort of, you were just really concerned. I feel you've been more settled. It's just the traveling, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're giving me a lot of money for relocation. So I'm going to see if I can save and get into a little house out there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, rents are ridiculous.
So what I'm picking up, and as Joni was talking to you, several things, obviously it's going to be a fairly clinical setting where you are. So there's going to be a lot more procedures. So the words that came into my mind as Joni was talking was, be like a sponge. Okay. Listen and learn. Because I feel for you, it's actually going to be a really good job for you. And the reason why I feel that is because they are very regimented in the way they do things. But I think with you, you like to know where you stand. And I think the problem with what's happened previously is you've been in companies that haven't been that organized. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you've had to work with not so great stuff, okay? Whereas this is going to be a little bit different, okay? So it might be a shock to the system at first, but I do feel very strongly that it's a good opportunity. The words I'm getting from my guides is a good opportunity for you, okay? And again, I agree with Joni. You know, learn, do what you're told. The words I'm getting from my guides, and they say this with a smile and with love, is don't be cheeky, okay?
Right.
What I mean by that is, I think in the past, at times, have been a little bit argumentative. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
I kind of feel that you need to curb that one. It's like, right, this is the job that you've wanted for a long time. I'm actually going to say it, you know. No, it's very much a case of, and I feel that when you go, you'll feel that that's a job that you've wanted for a long time. So I feel naturally you will behave yourself, but I'm just getting, watch your mouth, okay? That's what they're telling me.
Absolutely.
Because you have a short fuse, you need to do some work on that.
Yeah, I have been actually. I got into it with a guy at work a couple of weeks ago, and then because I just let the worst come out of me, and it's not who I am anymore. And I went up to him a couple of days later, and I said, and also Santi, I want to apologize to you for what I did.
Yeah.
And I should just walk away, and I'm sorry. And he apologized to me too.
Yeah, good. I'm a firm advocate for standing up for yourself, but there's ways of standing up for yourself. Losing your temper is not the right way, okay? And this is the lesson that you've had to learn in previous roles. Again, I still am really getting that it is. I don't want to scare you to death. I think you should look forward to it. This is a very corporate, clinical environment. The level of professionalism is there. So you will have a little bit of a shock to the system, but in a good way, you'll be like, oh, wow, what have I been doing for the past several years, you know? However, take it on board, listen, and I'm going to give you homework, which is, work on that temper. Don't feel feel the need to lose it, but it just is something that keeps coming up. Does that make sense? So there is better ways of dealing with things, okay? So, and I don't feel you have to be put in that situation, so that's good for a start, okay? So, financially, now, when we were talking about the other stuff, I'm like Joni, I'm actually not getting anything whether you're going to get the claim or not. But I also feel it'll be nice, but don't rely on it. Does that make sense? It'll be nice if you do get the payout, but treat it as a bonus to yourself, because what my guides are saying is it'll be a nice little gift for you, okay? I feel, with this role, you probably will feel less tired and you'll have new opportunities. I do actually feel that 2023 is going to be, as much as, we're listening to all the negativity of the media and everything else, I feel that it's going to be a positive year for a lot of people, because I think we've gone through 2 or 3 years of darkness as it stands. So I feel for you, this is a positive change. Now, the other thing that they are saying is, you're not in a relationship, are you? Because they've just shown me a flash picture of a female. So I feel that you may potentially meet someone as well. So I think it's all good. And that I don't feel that we need to do any healing today. Because I know with relation to the previous roles that we've had to do some healing with you before.
Yeah.
But I do feel that in your current job, you've actually... Yes, like you said, you had an altercation a couple of weeks ago, but you were big enough to go back and say, look, hey, I'm sorry. And they were like, oh, sorry too. I feel you've learned a lot, and I feel that you deserve this. So I'm really sort of happy to hear from you and just to go, helping you on your pathway.
Okay.
May I ask, how is your wife?
She is... Well, she was doing okay, but I just got over a quick cold. I got a booster shot the other day, and right after I got the booster shot, I got really sick, and I was afraid that it was COVID, but I don't think it is. I think it was just a cold, because I'm over it now. I just got a little bit of runny nose and left that. But she was so busy taking care of me. She's been in bed for the last 2 days, and I just got home from work today. I've been away for a couple days. So she's sleeping right now, and I'm trying to...
Both of you will relocate towards Albany?
Yeah, both of us. But she's also hurting inside. We're both actually hurting, because we just had to put our cat down in August. And we've both been in tears and over it, and we still see her from time to time. Like, I really strongly feel that she's still making herself visible to us.
Sure.
So every time I walk by some, it's almost like I thought I saw her running past my feet,
Beautiful. You're blessed being visited. Keep in touch with us and definitely fill us
definitely
in regarding
will.
This job and the move.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that she's okay.
And now I know why I saw the picture of the female, because that was, they wanted me to talk about your wife. So apologies for that. I missed that one. Thank you, Joni.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Well, there's a reason for everything.
Thanks. And as according to what the last caller was talking about the guys touching and being too quickly, and I got a message for men out there. you know, bottom line is, yes, we all have a penis, and yes, we all want, you know, gratification, satisfaction. But when you start dating a woman, number one, take your time with her. Don't treat her as a sex object. Treat her as a person first. Find out about her. Listen to her. Take the time with her. Don't make quick moves. Let her decide when and if she wants, you know. And you know what? All you guys out there, you do that, and you're going to get a lot further faster with a woman treating her like that than you will, like, trying to jump into bed with them.
Oh, you know? That's lovely for you to
Thank you
say that.
So
Rachel,
much for
I
that
think,
from
yeah,
the divine masculine
that,
to the public.
Exactly.
Yeah. And one more thing, please tell everybody in the United States that Trump and his family are going to jail soon. You know, we can't do that.
We're not political. We try not to be political on the show.
I know.
So, Thank you for calling.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Take care, Vince.
Okay.
Right.
Good luck. Right. Okay. We're going on to our next caller, 158. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Pat in Connecticut. Hello to both of you.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
How are you? It's been a while since we've spoken to you, isn't it?
It has been, yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
No, that's fine.
I don't know where to go. I just finally took my mechanic to small claims court, and I've yet to get the judgment in the mail. It was unbelievably shocking, the lies that he told. My dogs had a couple of crises, and they're looking at Cushing's disease, but I have to buy another test for that. Money is just doing me in. That's the biggest worry and stressor. And then my son, worry about him. I don't, you know, I'm just trying to give you some background if you want me to ask a particular question.
No, it's fine. I actually want to do a healing financially.
Thank you.
The reason for that, I think it's my turn, isn't it, Joni? Sorry, I'm just
yes.
going.
Yes.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Yes.
So I think the thing is with everything, all the bills mounting up, especially like vet bills and things, you've been sort of, I feel being sort of saying to your guides, I need some cash. Does that make
yep.
sense? So,
absolutely.
And it's sort of like, it just feels that the moment and the way they're showing it to me in my head, it's like you're walking through treacle financially. So it's like every
yeah.
time you seem to get your head above the water, something else happens. Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, I want to talk about your dog because this is the thing. Cushing's. Do you know about Cushing's at all?
I'm reading up on it, and actually I don't know if he has it yet or not. He does have
okay.
something like laryngeal paralysis. So he's
yeah. How old is he?
He turned 14 on Sunday. He's the only dog I've rescued whose birthday I know. So I love knowing his birthday.
Ah, bless him. He's just, and I'm not, you know, this doesn't take a rocket. He is getting on a little bit, which is a Cushing's
yeah.
thing. Okay. And I am not a doctor, but I can tell you
yeah.
Cushing's is very common in horses. And as they get uh-huh. older, it's sort of for horses, it's very much about, their hair grows thicker, they move a bit slower. So they have tablets, and it's a management thing, but it obviously is at a cost. So, and I think that's where you've
yeah.
been kind of praying and saying, you know, I feel like you've been saying, give me a break. Now, I hate saying that because the last time I did that, I broke my arm. So I manifested that really well. I'll never say that ever again. So please don't say that.
Oh, my goodness.
yeah. So anyway, what I do feel is I feel he'll be fine. Okay.
Good.
I do feel he's getting on. He loves you
yeah.
very much for sure. But I also feel he's struggled a bit for a while now, hasn't he? For a good couple of months, I'd say. It feels
yeah.
like he's slowing down. So
yeah, big change. He may be deaf. Yeah. I'm not sure, but that's sudden.
Yeah. And at the moment, it's constant investigation, isn't it? That's how I feel.
Yes.
It sort of feels that, like, you go to the vets and you're like, it's still not right. And then they go, no, it's fine. And then you're like, no, it's still not right. And you're doing that whole process at the moment of telling the vets, there's something wrong with my dog. And they're going, well, there's nothing wrong with your dog. Or they can't work out what it is. Cushing's is a global thing, but obviously it's the slope. And the other thing I'm being told as well is to check thyroid, okay, because that's another thing that can be an issue, okay? I don't know how whether they've done bloods or thyroid or anything like that. Now,
we
also
did all,
what
sorry to interrupt. We did all that, and she said the thyroid was beautiful. He is on medicine for that.
Okay, good. That's what we want. Okay. So, but not only that, you will get to know him. I had a cat with thyroid, and what you do find is you don't give them enough, they slow down. If you give them too much, they're like a child again. So, yeah, but I do feel I'm really good you've got that well managed. But, yeah, keep going at it. But also, yeah, it's to do with blood. That's how I feel. But check the Cushing's, because I do feel, and then have a look at the food as well. The reason why I say that is there's lots of supplements that you can put them on for it instead of medication, okay? Just something you need to be aware of, okay? Now, I'm talking mainly horses, not dogs, but it's the same disease, just different animals. So, yeah.
I've looked at supplements, and even they are, it's like $75 a month starting at for supplements. You know, this all started when my mechanic blew my engine. It just put me back like I've never been financially. And since 2 years ago, since then, I've not been able to put anything aside for an unexpected vet issue or whatever.
Yeah.
It has been really, really hard.
I was only moaning about medical vet costs the other day because they seem astronomical, and I have insurances to blame for that. But that's just me getting on my soapbox. Anyway, I'll shut up. Okay, so let's look at the financial side of things. So we're going to do some forgiveness work, obviously, because I feel that we need to do some clearing with that. I do feel it's really stressed you out quite a bit recently. So, and I just want to sort of release the pressure with relation to that to allow the money to flow in. The reason why we're doing this is obviously when you have financial worries, you get stressed, and because then you're not connected, it kind of then blocks the money. Does that make sense? So, okay, so that's what we're going to do with that. And then obviously we're just going to go from there. Okay, so just close your eyes for 1 second. And are you sitting comfortably? And do you have some water by the side of you?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. So take a deep breath in through the nose. Out through the mouth. I forgive myself. Just say this inside.
I forgive myself. Okay.
Yeah, I release any negative intentions towards me from others. Okay, this is about when your engine. You release negative intentions that have been sent towards you.
Thank you.
Right now, just release that right now. Okay, so I'm being shown the picture of the mechanic as we're doing this. Okay, and obviously you were. How to put it? They weren't very present towards you and they were very angry. So there was a lot of negative energy towards you. So we're releasing that hex right now. Any curses, any hexes that have been sent towards any negative emotions, negative thoughts, release right now. Transmute the energy and send it to the universe. Okay, just breathe in through those and out through the mouth. There's a tightness just slightly disappearing. Okay. Now I'm seeing money coming towards you. Wow. Okay, so with that one, you deserve a payout for that. That is on its way. Okay. Right, okay. So I'm just going to forgive everyone else around me that has sent any negative attentions towards me across all time and space, across all lifetimes. Past, present, and future, release that right now. Just breathe. And the way I'm getting in my head, it's like you've got all these grey clouds coming off you. So I'm just sending you white light and healing to transmute that energy and take it all up into the universe. Allowing yourself to be free and looking forward to receiving the abundance that you're receiving right now. Okay. And wrapping my arms around you. Sending your dog a big hug. And there you go. Okay. So this is what I'm getting as I did the healing. Okay. So basically, because of all the bits that have been going on, it's like you look over there, the stress. You look over there, the stress. You look over there, the stress. Do you see what I mean? And it's like that's just built up for the past few months. So you were about to pop like a cork, okay?
Yeah.
So because of that tension, it was actually blocking the total flow of your energy. So hopefully we've given back your inner chi, and I take it you're going to feel a lot better now for that. Probably still feel some energy coming off you. But you should have felt a release to your head.
Yeah, I feel a little release to my chest.
Yeah.
And yes,
yeah. Yeah. And as we did the forgiveness towards the mechanic, guess what? The money came in.
What? Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. So this is the thing. It's like being at that zero in the sense of sending you love and healing. I forgive you. Can I have my money now, please? Yeah,
and what?
It's almost like, yeah, so I feel that coming towards you, which will pay ultimately for the vet bills.
Oh, good. Yes. Will he
which
pay,
is what
though?
You want.
I mean, he's playing so dirty. Will I get the money from him?
Right. Okay. I'm being told not to talk about that right now. And the reason being is I don't want to block the energy. You have to believe it's on its way. Okay?
Got it. Thank you. Thank you.
And on that note, I'll hand you over to Joni.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm going to ask Pat, what do you need? Because there was so much accomplished. I don't want to necessarily replicate. Would you like to know why that happened with the mechanic on a spiritual level?
Oh, I might as well.
Because that I'm hearing the anger. Have you forgiven him?
No, actually, I was forgiving him. I was in a much better place until we went to court on Zoom. I was so stunned that not only did he lie on my truth, he made up stories. And I just was shocked. That, you know, I think I'll forever be naive about dishonest, mean people.
I'm going to go in because there's a spiritual growth opportunity here.
We don't want
to miss it. What is his name? Just the first name.
Todd.
Okay, I'm going to go in. Oh, you've seen him around all over creation. You get into these things with him. He's like the two of you are in the same soul group, and you come up with different lifetimes to, like, knock each other about.
Huh.
And that, are you ready?
Yes.
You both find it fun.
Oh, God.
Do you see? Caroline gets it. You transcend. We have to transcend this. So in the third dimensional physical reality that you're living in, that we're in, it looks so messy and so horrible. On the higher planes in spiritual land, when we view it from afar, when we spiritually distance or witness it, it's like, it's perfect. Let's see what this is about. How much energy can I hold? So you seem to, I don't know, do you tend to hold on to resentments?
Yes, and I've been getting much better with healing.
Good, good. Well, that's the theme. The theme is about this tank you have. And you've had this tank where you hold on to a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And so he comes along and he's like, I'll fill up your tank with crap.
Okay.
And you're like, please, fill up my tank with crap because I'm working on not having as big a tank. I'd like to shrink it down where I don't even have a resentment tank.
Yeah.
That's your drama with him. It's beautiful. It sounds cuckamonga. But you called Caroline and you called me. So you're gonna get something a little different. And now for something completely different, if we quote Monty Python, Caroline. And so, let's see what your karma is you incurred. Oh, it's a lot of F you. It's all just a lot of blame and finger pointing. And he's done the same with you. Would you like to clear up a lot of karma with this soul?
Oh, please, please, thank you.
Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, that with him. Forgive yourself. The two of you are chatting up a storm, a lot of conversation. It's really neat. Forgive him. Ask for his forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. This is going to take a while. There's a lot of stripping of layers because it's very twisted and convoluted, which there's no blame. It's energy. So this is November. Around January, I feel you're gonna be more lifted. You're going to feel better. You're actually, please, and I've been saying a lot of this lately, call us in the future and fill us in. I feel that you're going to actually feel joy, that you will actually have pulled yourself out of the drama, and you will have spiritually distanced this, and you might even, not to his face, but on a higher level, thank him. He represents a lot of what you do to yourself, and he gives you the opportunity to go into these tizzies and have unforgiveness and resentment.
Yeah.
He's a bull buster, okay?
Yeah.
And he's the right person for it, and he is the point person that you ask to do this in different lifetimes.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, rectifying things and money and all that, Caroline and I, we're not getting that stuff. What we get is the healing part, the meaning behind it, and it's perfection. You are a wild cat. You are like, not a wild cat like a bobcat, like a wild cat, like, I don't know, get 1960s lingo, you cat. And, you like playing it this way really hard. So you sip water between now and you go to sleep. Watch for changes. Things are going to shift. And if you, I'll pass this on to Caroline. So I'll give, Caroline, I'm going to give this to you. I get that she needs to hold some crystals. You want to go in, please?
Yes, black tourmaline. Is a big one for releasing negative energy because I do feel guy. Cause the reason why I didn't want to talk about him is because he was very angry. Because how dare you get one over on him? That's what this is all about. So, and we still need to keep releasing. So keep sending him forgiveness and sending him love every day. And I also feel for you and for you for a little bit of self-love because I, at the moment, I feel you've been a little bit. The way I'm getting it is I feel that you've actually been you felt quite alone in a lot of things. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like Amir again. So I'm being given to shown rose quartz, which is obviously the stone of unconditional love. If you want something a little bit stronger than rose quartz, then I would actually say they're giving me aventurine as well, which is a green crystal. So obviously green and pink is all to do with heart chakras. I just feel that you need some universal love. And the other thing that I'm actually being told is, do you actually meditate at all, Pat?
I don't. I've got some pretty bad anxiety, so I'm not there yet. I have started hypnotist work, which I think is really helping me a little bit.
Good. Yeah, what I'm actually thinking about with meditations is obviously YouTube is a wonderful place for lots of free And you can actually do some, you know, even if it's just when you lie in bed at night and you put something on that's actually like a hypnotic meditation, in the sense
right.
that it's very much about releasing and forgiveness. Because I really do feel that that will help, especially with the anxiety, because this is why I was getting about the, it just seems like one thing on top of another thing on another. It's like a pasta cake at the moment. It's layers, layers, layers. So
yeah.
they're saying to me to actually try and make some time just before you get up in the morning or just before you go to sleep. If you can, you know, put your phone at the side of the bed and just play some really nice music and just kind of do some breathing exercises just so you can have a better night's sleep, because I don't feel you've been sleeping that great either.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The words, you'll feel better in the morning, has just come to me. So, yes.
Beautiful.
I hope that's helped.
It has.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. You may not want to answer it, but since we're on the same subject, there are two people in my apartment building. They do this to everyone they think they can attack energetically. And
yeah.
even verbally, they'll play games in front of your face. What do I do for them? Just forgiveness, or
from inside? You can actually go and tell them. You can actually just offer from inside. If you send them forgiveness and love, I feel that they will leave you alone. You can actually do some protection, like when I said about the black tourmaline. It's brilliant
yeah.
for being a hoover of negative energy. So if you've got that in your house, it will remove anything towards you. I do feel they've been quite off with a lot of tenants in your block. Just ignore them as much as you can. If they are any trouble, I would actually say call the police if need be, because I feel it keeps verging on harassment.
It's really subtle and sort of attacking behind your back.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we really should move on, though.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Other
thank
callers.
You.
No.
Thanks very much, Pat. Take care. Bye-bye.
Very
right.
Good
okay.
luck. Bye.
Right. We have 23 minutes left, so we've probably managed to fit in another two callers. So I'm going to go to the next
yes.
caller is 224. Okay. Hi, 224. Who are we speaking to? Where are you from? Hello. Okay, 224 is not listening to us, so we shall move on, okay? Right, I'll go to the next caller, which is 012.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Who
are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Charlie. Mom, from Canada, from Vancouver area in BC.
And how can we help?
I seized the releasing ceremony with the grounds from other people's energies, which was nice. Thank you.
Wow. But to be perfectly honest, we have this a lot, and I'm just going to interrupt a second. I do, and I would encourage anyone to do this. If you feel something's relevant to you and there's a lot of forgiveness work, please join in, you know? So I'm glad you've done that. Anyway, sorry, Shirley. Carry on.
Yeah. Okay, Charlene. There's so much. Probably my biggest concern at the moment is my mother passed away recently. So I have power of attorney for my father. My sister is furious, and she's triangulating a lot amongst family and things. And I feel peaceful with what I'm doing. My concern is more, you know, blocking her interference and helping hold her in the highest thought so that she can kind of come back to, oh, okay, right, this is what should be done. I don't know if that's the right wording for it, right? It's she's just a lot of control, panic, and
very jealous.
Lots of unresolved things, right? So, and unfortunately, I don't have the tolerance or the time right now to going into what she needs to have done. I just need my dad to be taken care of properly. It is important that he give the bank the papers. You know, without he's concerned because she said something to him. He's like, well, she's not happy with what you're doing, and it's like, well, Mom wanted it, and somebody has to do it, and there's nothing to be arguing over. Everything's 50-50. There's only her and I. So, anyhow, that's what I need some help with, really, more than anything.
Right. Can I just quickly, I know it's your turn, Joni. Can I just quickly come with a channel, if that's
sure.
Okay. Right. Okay. This came to me as you were speaking, Charlene. It is from your mom, so I don't want to upset you. Okay. You were chosen because you were the sensible one. Okay. So it's just to make you aware. I feel that the focus has to be on getting the job done. And then on that note, I'll come back later to that and I'll let you go with Joni. Sorry. I had to interject there.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize. It's beautiful.
You have to.
Okay. May I ask, even specifically, in terms of help, in terms of assistance, is it patience? Is it guidance, like knowing what to do? What specifically do you need?
I need to be able to, for Dad to say, let's do this, and just go and drop it off to the bank, and then we can, I don't feel like, I'm not going to feel like I'm doing something sneaky or dishonest then otherwise. So really.
So
you
are the executor?
No, power of attorney.
Power of
I could
attorney,
be,
and that if he is manipulated by your sister, he might dictate something that is not for his highest good, or both of your highest good. Yours and
no,
your sister's.
There is manipulation in her language, but that's so that she can follow through with what she wants. Like, she's not necessarily.
And does she want more than 50-50?
I don't think so. I think she just wants to feel like she's in control and she doesn't trust me because she
okay.
didn't know that it is.
Okay.
So.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to go in now and see what this is, what they say.
Okay.
There's karma between you and her. What is her name?
Kathleen.
Okay. She has been menacing in other lifetimes. Do you believe in other lifetimes?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's no judgment. We're just talking. You have pointed fingers at her, and you've given her the run for her money. Look at metaphor. The run for her money. And there's been mistreatment both sides. It's tit for tat, basic family negative karma. You come into this lifetime, and this time she's going to do it to you, whereas in other lifetimes you do it to her. Let's get rid of negative karma across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. Any negative karma with Kathleen? Forgive yourself. Wow. Oh, forgive her. Ask for her forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. You have negative karma with your dad. He's mistreated you. You've come in to balance out karma because you blamed him because he mistreated you. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any negative karma with dad? Forgive yourself. Wow. Forgive him, her, everyone, everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. Wow. Do you feel, this is humbly channeled, do you feel you are a holy woman?
Actually, I do. Actually, I
yes.
don't feel I am. I know I am. Mm.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm. I see when you have time. I see you're taking pen
thank
to
you
paper.
Thank you for honoring me with that. Thank you. Okay, sorry. Say
you're
that again.
Welcome. That is validation
it just
from
so
the
nice,
divine
like
one.
It's resonating in me. Thank you. Yeah, okay.
It is validation of who you are. And
yeah,
there
I'm
have been
the
different prophetic writings that you have penned. And when you can and when you want to, you either get a journal or some beautiful stationery. And a beautiful pen. I see a quill pen, but it doesn't have to be. It could be an ink pen. And I see your writing. And get it out. Just keep going. Just keep writing and writing and writing. Just be an open channel. Just write and write and write. It's extremely important, and it's beautiful. And that I don't know which psalm this is, or if this is a St. Francis of Assisi prayer. May I be thine instrument? Something about may I be thine instrument?
A clear channel of love through you. Yeah.
Thank you, yes. And that I believe that your... doing this, it's like you're a pillar and that you can, and that she might try and push you off center, and it's okay. You send love and healing to her. There are doves around you. There are blessed ones, and I see Yeshua, Jesus, and I see many. And your dad is trying the best he can, and it's very complicated. And it was all around mischievous karma, and it's clearing as we speak.
Beautiful.
And you do your job, and you pray. Whatever the outcome is, it is okay. It's divinely ordered. You can't control anyone but yourself.
Okay.
And I'm passing you on to Caroline for time's sake. And yes, please call us when you can, when you ultimately get through, and fill us in how it goes. And good luck.
Joni? Divinely?
Yes.
Divine, what did you say, divinely?
What is it? Is it the St. Francis of Assisi prayer? May I be a divine... May I be a divine instrument? I don't know. I'm sure there's someone listening. You are wanting to be the divine instrument. So you are the power of attorney. That's the divine instrument. And you are in between you're playing a role. It's very holy. And You just go according to the law. You go according to your heart. You go according to your mind. You use your mouth when you are to speak. You consider, go into contemplation, they say, when you do not want to utter anything.
Okay.
And
right.
You are okay.
I need to go.
It's an earthly 3D experience. Don't get caught up in the details. It's around karma with her, karma with him, and that I think, Caroline had said, you were chosen, and that it's beautiful, and whatever the outcome is, it doesn't matter. As long as you're true to yourself and you try the best you can, but if she chats in his ear and shifts him, you can't control... We can't control all of that.
Yeah,
you do
I'm going to have to go, Joni,
with your designated power of attorney.
I have Charlene's mom jumping up and down.
Here we go. No, I'm done. I'm done. Passing on
right.
to Caroline. Go ahead, honey pie.
It's like, right, okay. The one thing that I need to say to you, Charlene, is your dad quite confused right now? Because I feel your mom was the organizer. She had everything organized, everything in papers. So there's lots of files.
There were lists upon lists.
Okay,
upon
and this is why she's saying to me, get hold of the papers, okay? It's almost like she's left everything in place in finite detail of what you need to do. Now, the other thing she's saying is your mom was really strong, and this is going to sound mad, but she actually is... Your sister has similar traits to your mom. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So your mom, in a strange way, was quite controlling. Now, I don't feel that you both saw eye to eye, but she always saw you as the one she could rely on and with the integrity. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where your sister has got it wrong, because... It's almost like she doesn't trust you, but you are the one that's good at the paperwork. Your sister's not so organized.
Yeah.
So she's telling me to get hold of the paperwork. So I don't know whether you've already been in the house, in the office, but everything is in place.
Yeah. Well, I'm here now, and I've done a lot, and she has lists everywhere.
Yes.
I've got books.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because she's showing me, like, you know, the suspension files. It's almost like she's left everything in a folder of what to do next. So even to the finite of what kind of home your dad needs to go into, finances, I feel she's had little pots here, there and everywhere over time. So it's almost like you've got to scoop them all up. And this is what your sister is not seeing. Your sister's getting jealous and going, she had power of attorney, I didn't. It's not about the money with your sister, it's about the control. So I actually feel that you need to ignore your sister, and I actually do feel that you might have to be the bigger person on this one and sort of hold the olive branch out to say, look, can we talk? Yeah? And even if you sort of, you don't want her to interfere, but make her think she's helping you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is the only way to solve this issue. If you just, it's almost like you've still got to do everything you need to do, but it feels very strongly that you almost need to slightly involve her, like the choice of care home for your father or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I've given her that. She's resisted because she's, but I'm trying to just, please, just let's explore all of this and have these as things here. And just,
yeah, because your dad's like a child. Yeah, I feel your dad's very like a child. Yeah, he's very upset. As much as he does have dementia, he does know he's lost your mom. I feel he's very confused. And actually, right now, if she was to contest anything, you would win hands down on the fact that you've got the power of attorney to deal with the estate, because he's not of the right mind is what I'm picking up. I think he's consumed with grief, but is also very confused because he still doesn't understand. He knows your mom's gone, but he doesn't quite understand it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's sort of some days he wakes up and he says yes, and then other days he's not quite with it. It's a not a nice process to watch anyone go through, and I'm pretty sure that you're finding it difficult. Keep your balance, make sure you do your meditations, say your prayers is what they're saying to me. Your mom's with you 100%. I mean, she is standing right behind you in that office every day. If you get an intuitive feeling to look in that drawer over there, make sure you do it, okay? She is saying that she has left everything as it should be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're doing absolutely amazing. Because I don't feel you've grieved properly yet, have you?
I do it. I don't know what properly means.
What I mean is you haven't had a rest yet. You haven't got to that place. You're still dealing with the power of attorney. You're still dealing with the estate. You're still dealing with all the organisation. It's like you haven't actually done that whole, and now I can breathe.
Yeah. Well, I haven't. I'd come home. I'm almost 500 miles away from home, or like 750 kilometers away from home. So
absolutely,
you know, home
shattered.
For me
is.
I've had to come up because I cannot leave him alone. I've seen how, and he needs it. So he's not doing great. He could end at any time. We know this. We just don't know when. And in the meantime, I just need him to be safe and ideally not stressed. So
and the thing is, remember, you being stressed, he'll pick up on that. So I'm hoping with what Joan is, I'm pretty sure the coughing is because you're releasing as you're talking to us, because obviously we've done the forgiveness with Joni, and you know, it's sort of, I'm sending you healing as we're talking, okay? I'm sending white light. Your mom is around you. Did she used to do something like when you were a kid? Did she used to come up behind you and put her hands over your eyes?
No, but she would always. She was not a very affectionate woman. They're pretty funny parents.
Yeah,
I really do honor them because I am who I am because of them, and much of it I like. She would touch my forehead and try and straighten out my wrinkles.
That's why. That's just confirmation. It is her. She's definitely with you. But yeah, it's almost like she's, how do I put it? She's trying to be there for you on the other side to make sure your dad's okay. But the conversation with the sister, it's, just be pleasant and be kind. There's always, at the end of the day in these situations, there's always one sibling that's going to get jealous. However, I always say the thing is, if they knew the level of work and the amount of work that you had to do, they wouldn't get jealous.
She wouldn't
at all.
Do it. I don't think most people would. I'm just, mum, it's not that they were hoarding, but they lived in the house 62 years, and there is a poo ton of stuff. And I'm whooping away through it, but,
Tell us to come and do the house clearing then once you finish all the paperwork. Sorry, I'm joking.
I was turned down, and I'm challenging it because I'm pretty sure I'll get it, but there's a benefit that the government gives federally here. Right, they had denied me, but I'm appealing it, as I was aghast that they could even turn it down because everything was done properly. Will that be corrected, or do I have to go through my employer insurance?
Keep appealing it is the words I get. I'm not getting an answer of yes or no, but do appeal. Yeah, and I also feel it might be wise to have some time off work to spend some time just getting everything sorted, which I feel that you've had already or having. That makes sense because I feel you are tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just try to sort of make sure you spend some time for you. Like I said to the other lady, Charlene, sort of when you go to bed at night, just try and just put some nice relaxing music on and, you know, take some, do some breathing and, you know, just take some time to recenter. Okay?
Yeah.
Hope that's helped. I think
very
your mum's fading
so.
Away now.
I appreciate
now.
It. Both of you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Joni
you.
Will say to you when spirit want to talk, they you feel like you have to pop sometimes if you keep holding it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let us know,
the government,
know how
the
it
government
goes.
The government is sending a 911 thing to our telephones as I'm speaking now. Obesium
oh, wow.
just testing, never mind. Well, that's the government. That's just government advice. Local. I hate that. We just have to have peace on our earth, my God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen
to that. Yeah. Absolutely.
We need to get along and just accept we're all individual. Madness
yeah.
times. Anyway, thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Right, sending lots of love to you and lots of healing, and
yeah.
I will look forward to hearing from you in the future, okay? Thank you very much for calling in.
Care.
All right.
Right, okay. For those of you who haven't got round to, I'm really sorry. It is the end of the show. We have 3 minutes left, so I'm just going to let Joni tell you where you can get hold of her and where she, you know, so Joni, if you want to go on, then I'll go afterwards.
Sure. Well, for station identification, this is the UK-US Psychic Tag Team, Connect Across the Pond, and Caroline Crystal Hart and Joni Isinger have been co-hosting this for over 7 years, and we can both be found on our respective websites if you're interested in having sessions with us. Mine is joniswhitelighthealing.com. And that's where you could reach out through my website and contact me. I do remote sessions for folks who are not local to North Central New Jersey. I also can be found on LinkedIn and SoundCloud and YouTube and Facebook. I do not friend folks that I do not know. You'd have to let me know that you found me through the radio show, and that's the way we would friend. Caroline, how can people find you?
You can find me on or one of my psychics who are on the phone lines 24/7 on www.crystalheartpsychics.com. I also have a Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. We also have a radio page of UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. I also have an Instagram account, and again, I have a Facebook, Caroline Crystal Heart. Please message me and tell you we met through UK-US Psychic Tag Team. At the moment on my website, I have to say the email function isn't working. So, but you can contact me via Messenger through the Crystal Heart Psychics page. So that's how you can find me if you want to book a session. Again, I do face-to-face, but I mainly do telephone readings. So I'm very happy to have readings over Skype or FaceTime or Facebook or WhatsApp or whichever social media platform you choose to use. And that is our show for November. I will be
now we will be doing this in December
14th
on
of December,
December
yes. 8:30 GMT 3:30 EST. And that is our show. So thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Love
doing this with you.
Yeah. I will play us out with the song that Joni has sang called I Can't Make You Love Me. So thanks once again, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next month. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart, and I feel the power that you won't. No, you you won't know.